Blackstone Audio presents The Flood Girls, a novel by Richard Fifield. This book is read by Kathleen Early. For my mother, Loretta Jones, as always. Harmonica, December 1990. Every night, Frank played harmonica for the cats. Jake Bailey watched as the feral creatures emerged from the carcass of a 1978 Ford Granada, from the piles of fiberglass insulation beneath the skeleton of a trailer that had been immolated by fire. The cats were skittish around people, yet they came to his neighbor's yard each evening. At 7 o'clock sharp, Frank would play his harmonica and put out cans of food, and the cats would gather and rub up against his legs. The two would talk to each other, while Jake sat in a lawn chair on the roof of his trailer house. Jake's mother, Crystal, found it odd that Frank talked at all. Told Jake that Frank was the shyest person in Quinn, the only permanent stranger in a town of 956. Unlike Frank, his mother was well known. And as a nurse, she was useful. His mother refused to wear any makeup, despite her thin lips. Crystal had enormous green eyes and glossy brown hair that hung past her shoulder blades, content to be a natural beauty. She wore her hospital scrubs at home and no jewelry. Jake found it frustrating to shop for his mother. Jake had been coming to the rooftop.